Hello and welcome everyone to a very special show. I am Millie and we have Mother with us. We are Millie and the Mother.
I thought we were Tater and the Tot.
No, because of the subject we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be Millie and the Mother.
I don't want to be the mother for this subject.
Oh, but are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I don't want to be the mother in this subject.
So, for those of you that are blissfully unaware, who have managed to dodge the bullet, well, here comes anyway. There has been a big uproar going on in Twitter right now over a man, woman. I think he identifies as a woman, or he might be bi. I'm not exactly sure because the story seems to be changing a lot. So if I misgender or whatever, excuse me, I didn't know. Anyways, this person named Chris Chan, who is responsible for creating a work of art that rivals, you know, the Mona Lisa. He was the creator of Sonichu, or Sonichu, 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 something like that. Yeah, anyways, it is a comic about a sort of Sonic Pikachu hybrid type of thing. I'm not sure if it seems like there's a person involved, so they might be like the trainer or owner of Sonichu. So I don't know which world it's really based in, but that is only the beginning of this person's roller coaster of a story. I woke up and I went online today to, you know, the different meme sites, 9gag, Funny Junk, Imgur, all those things. And I kept seeing these images popping up of, you know, Chris Chan did what? And it was very vague. Now, I should have not done anything. I should have just let that go away into the ether. But I checked it. And so, Ryan, you've seen the same thing, right?
Yes, unfortunately I have.
How did you get to see it?
Well, I'm on Twitter a lot for most of our stuff for the podcast here.
Right.
And someone said something pretty much like you said, like Chris Chan did what or whatever. And I'm like, oh, who cares? But then like the third time seeing it, I was like, well, curiosity got the better of me.
Right.
And I really wish that it didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
So ignorance is bliss.
To stop dancing around the subject here, it has come out that allegations, I guess they're only allegations now. I don't think there's been any actual legal things going on. But this 40-something-year-old person had sexual relationships with his mother, who is 80 years old, who also suffers from dementia.
Yeah,
that's the world we live in. So, you know, it really, I struggle in these situations, right? Because I try to think, you try to quantify things as good and evil, right? And now clearly this is something that's evil. It's something that's bad, right?
Right.
But honestly, tell me, if you look at somebody who is like, I'm going to kill a bunch of people and take over a country, or I want to be a ruler, or, you know, that type of ambition is also considered evil, but that doesn't seem, you know what I mean? They don't fit together. There's something evil about it, but it's not, you know what I mean? How can you quantify this in your own brain?
It's a different category of evil.
It's a different category of evil, right? Because it's malicious and it's thought out of, right? He planned this. This was something he didn't do a spur of the moment, I don't think. Man. It's one of those things that's going to stick with me now. And I think it's going to be one of those dark trends that pop up every now and again. Just so everyone doesn't forget. Like the whole Wonder Bread thing pops up from time to time. You know exactly what I'm talking about there too, right?
No.
No, you know. And if you don't know, then just live with that.
Yeah, live with that.
Yeah, just live without knowing. Ah,
remember the two girls, one cup thing?
Yeah, I was that like the start of the no.
No.
And I don't know. I've heard from, I don't know, experts or people that have spent way too much time looking into that, but that it's supposedly like fake poop.
Yeah, I don't. You got me. I don't know, man.
Yeah, because there's, you know, there's got to be health and safety issues when doing that with it. At least getting pink eye, right?
I think pink eye would be the least.
Yeah, the least you would have to worry about would be pink eye. So I think it's like a fake poo that they use.
I don't know, man. At my last job, I've seen some stuff, and I've seen people actually, like, you know, eat it, and yeah, it was, so, like, growing up, you're like, oh, my God, the two girls, one cup thing is just horrible, which it was, but, oh, my God, man.
At least with the two girls, one cup, so that to me doesn't even fall into a category of evil, right? It falls into a category of weird.
Gross. Weird.
Gross and weird. But yeah, there's clearly a camera there. They're getting paid for this. These are two actors and everything. They knew what they were signing up for. It wasn't like they suddenly had this dropped in their lap.
Right.
They seemed to have been having fun. I don't know, because I didn't watch the whole thing. I don't even think I saw the most gruesome parts of it. I just, through context, have assimilated an image in my brain.
Yeah, so the person who tried to get me with that was my sister. She called me into her room, and she was like, hey, look at this. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, why are you trying to watch porn with me? And she's like, just watch. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. And I look on the screen, and I see, like, I was like, what's with the ice cream? Oh, that's not ice cream. Oh, nope, I'm out. And I walked away. And she was like, no, you gotta watch it. I'm like, nope, you gotta fuck yourself. Nope.
Well, yeah, in those situations, you're probably safe unless she starts calling you Oni-sama, and then you fucking run.
Nope.
But, yeah, so people are strange, man. So that's I have to stop and think about that sometimes, that this is the world that we live in, and these are human beings that you've grown up being taught that we're all equal, right?
Right.
I don't want to be equal to that.
Nope. Right? That is not my equal.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that, you know, I'm by no means a saint. I have jacked it to some weird stuff. I have some weird hentai fetishes. But, yeah, it's like, who gets to draw the line, right?
I don't know. That's, it just immediately brought to mind of Quagmire when he sat down. Like, he sits down and he's like, or Peter sits down and Quagmire's like, hey, have you ever just sat down and accidentally jacked it to your mom's, like, to younger photos of your mother? And he's like, who the fuck starts a conversation like that?
Yeah. Well, that's how we're going to start conversations.
Apparently. No, but say, like, people like that, like the Chris Chan, here's the thing. It's alleged, and supposedly there's audio where you can hear it or hear it happening, I'm guessing, is one thing I heard. And I don't,
God.
I was trying to stay away from it after I realized what it was, but at that point it was kind of there. So that, when people were talking like about it, you're like, oh God, I know what they're referencing. And then I heard something about like there was audio or something like that. And I'm like, yeah.
Okay. For the audio part of that, I already have an image in my head, already have a sound in my head, thanks to South Park. Do you know the episode I'm talking about? Where it was like, yeah, some guy like was digging up the old corpses of the grandmother and whatever. And the two guys were like, this is what it'll sound like. And they like just rammed their fist into a jar of mayo.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Anyways, yeah. No, so what I was saying, like, if this like is something that this person did, if this is something that they did, then honestly, I don't give a fuck if I fuck up their pronouns, because if that's something you did, I don't care about your pronouns. You're you're not human anymore.
Yeah, the whole I'm gonna get into gender politics here, and people are gonna hate me for it, but that's fine. I'm okay with that. Like, I'm confused exactly on the pronouns, right? Because the whole idea of a personal pronoun is confusing to me, because a pronoun is something somebody else is uses, right?
Mm.
You know, they use that to describe you.
Right.
It's not a personal feeling, or it's not personal. It's just how you're described, like age or how tall you are or how fat you are.
Right.
In your case, I mean.
Yeah, my case.
How much of a dick you are, you know, that type of thing.
Hey, I'm hiding some inches under this. A nice segue into that. Nice. Anyways.
Yeah, hiding some inches, like like Excalibur hidden in the stone.
Yes. You got to pull it out.
The bitch that can pull your dick through the fat will be the new queen of England. Or king. I don't know how your life is going right now.
Oh, God. I guess the queen of England would be Chris Chan's type, huh?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. You like how I brought that back to you?
Oh man, the Queen of England and Chris Chan. Make it happen, fanfic. Make it happen.
Oh God.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I was talking about the pronoun thing.
Oh,
right.
Great.
Right. Your only personal pronoun you would have would just need to be I. Everyone uses I. That's gender neutral and just talking about yourself. I, right?
Yeah.
And then I don't quite understand. I understand it. People that are born one gender and they feel like they're another gender.
Right.
Right. I get that. And I get that it's not fair. But I'm wondering when people decided that life needed to be fair, right? Because if you're trying to make that fair, there's a whole lot of other things that you're skipping over then. Because if you're saying that gender can be controllable, what about skin color? What about height? What about weight? What about dick length? You know, all of those things. Do I get to decide that, like, okay, I've always felt deep down inside that I'm a dude with a 10-inch horse cock. You know what I mean? That's always, I've always, that image resonated in my body that's it. That
the horse cock resonated, like, in your body?
Yeah, in more ways than one. And I felt like that is thy true identity, you know, thy true self is, if I had that, I would be complete as a person.
Right.
Does that mean that any woman that I'm with, well, only my girlfriend at this time, but any woman that I'm with has to then not only act, but believe that I have a 10-inch horse cock because that's what I feel I should be, right?
Right. And I kind of struggle with this at first too. Like my one of my first encounters with the whole pronouns thing was working in the jail. We had someone there who was, yeah, I don't want to say too much because I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but anyways, they didn't identify as who they currently were, which, you know, that's fine. I get that. Like you said, I understand it. But my thing is, when I referred to, like, the inmates, I didn't want to go in there and just shout, hey, inmates, or hey, whatever, because I felt like I could be a little classier than that. So my common thing was I would say, hey, gentlemen, like, you know, that type of thing. That's how I referred to them.
Right.
And I was like, gentlemen, blah, 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 blah. And she walks up to me and asks for a grievance and all this type of stuff and wants to, and is just genuinely pissed at me. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on right now.
Right.
And I get into an argument and I'm like, you need to step the fuck back or you're going to get, you know, you're going to go blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't understand why you're so mad at me right now. And apparently this person was well known and I just hadn't met them yet.
Lucky you.
Right. So this is my first time meeting them. And later on, I'm like, I'm talking, I give her the grievance and I'm like, do whatever the hell you want. I don't care. And I was particularly an asshole because I was pissed. I was like, why are you just coming up yelling at me about, you know, yada, 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 yada. I was like, this is the male block. You're only here if you're males, yada, yada, yada. And I went and told my supervisor, I was like, hey, look, you're going to have, someone's going to file a complaint against me because of this, this, and this. And they said, oh, is it so-and-so? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, so you've never met them? Did nobody warn you about that? I was like, no. And then he told me and I was like, oh. And then I struggled with it because I'm like, you can't tell me how to address you.
Right.
I mean, you can request that of me, but
right.
You in no way get to come up to me and demand that I refer to you as some type of way, just like I can no way demand you refer, like it's weird. And I didn't understand it, and I grappled with that for quite a while. And I think I'm a fairly open person, but that was just like, my new rule became, if you came up to me and was like, hey, I prefer this pronoun rather than whatever you just said, I'll more likely, you know, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah, that's fine. Do you? And I'll probably use it if I remember. But if you come up and you're just a straight asshole about it, and I get that, like, they've dealt with all kinds of shit their whole lives. I get all that, but...
No, wait. Fuck you on that point. Everyone deals with a whole lot of shit their whole life.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has fucking an issue of something about their body, or something that people have ragged on them for their entire life about, or that they fucking rag on themselves for their entire life. Like, I was born with the fucking pec disc, so my chest was fucking nearly, my sternum was nearly touching my spine, and I had to get fucking surgery and shit like that. And it's still fucked up and weird looking, and I think about it all the time, like it bothers me, but I've learned to live with it, and I'm not gonna tell other people that, like, no, you have to say that my chest is perfect. Because it's fucking not.
Right. And I don't know how to compare those things. So my general thing is, I try to just acquiesce and leave everything alone. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt me to call them whatever. Again, as long as they are patient with me to understand, like, hey, like, this is how I want to be referred to. Or I feel like I'm a man trapped in a woman's body, a woman trapped in a man's body. Or I feel whatever you feel. I get that. And I understand how I believe I was born a millionaire, so I should be a millionaire right now. I get how those jokes are hurtful and not really helpful. They are funny sometimes, but they are not helpful. But at the same time, yeah, it's a hard line for me to have people demand that I refer to them as some kind of way.
Because it's your own choice in how you perceive people.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was dealing with. That was my initial thing. I was like, you can't control how I perceive thing or how I want to talk or what words I use. If I want to call you a dickhead for the rest of the shift, I'm going to do that. Like, that's not that's not your fucking business. And
then, okay, one more thing on top of that. Even if I somehow capitulate that everyone, like, fucking... No, you have to say this, you have to say this, you have to say this one, and you do it. It doesn't change how that person actually feels on the inside about you, right? Mm. They're going to still think whatever the hell they want to think. It's not changing anybody's opinion.
Right.
Right? Like, if, for example, a racist. If a racist guy is walking out and about, and he sees a black person, you know, he can't say the word he wants to say, but he'll think it. You know what I mean? It's not gonna stop him from thinking it.
Right.
So, yeah. Should he be allowed to say it? No, he should still get his ass kicked for saying it. It's just, it doesn't actually, quieting everybody doesn't actually make racism go away. You know, quieting the people that hate transphobic or gay people doesn't make them go away. It doesn't seem to actually be doing anything about there's no discussion there.
Right.
Right. And it's hard to say, because should we discuss with racist? Not really. But I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm contradicting my own self here. But this is my train of thought.
Yeah.
It's just, you're not changing anybody's feeling by doing that, by making them say one thing or another. And I can kind of get the he and she. If you want to swap those pronouns around, that's fine by me. That's easier, because those are already things that I can get. And usually you can see the person is making an active choice in how they dress or how they make their appearance.
Right.
That leads you to understand that they want to be called he or they want to be called she. And there I can respect that. That's fine. That's easy. That's all good. But some of the other pronouns are like, what the hell are you talking about? Why are you trying to make a special thing for yourself that that no one will? Well, actually, nowadays, it's kind of almost becoming, oh, Zim, I know exactly who you're talking about. It's almost becoming a third category, but I don't think it's a large enough thing. And the whole he, she thing, has no one ever played Guess Who? It's like the first thing you fucking say. Is it a he or is it a she? Because you can fucking knock down so many choices that way.
Yeah, I stray away from this topic more than I do race because I try to understand and I try to learn. And at the end of the day, you're a person. I'll call you whatever, as long as you're, you know, polite about it. Mm. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't find like anything wrong with people who have those choices. And, you know, I still see them as people, but I just don't know. I guess that's the thing. And that's something that I guess I don't know if I'll ever understand because I haven't gone through it, but I don't understand why the pronouns are such a big deal. And I get like acceptance as a part of it, but I guess that's the hard line that I have going through is I don't understand the need for the pronouns, the he, she, they, them, you know, so on and so forth, because I don't see it as mattering. But maybe that's just because I've never experienced it. So I don't know. And that's kind of why I stray away from it, because I don't understand enough. Like race, we'll get into all the time. I'll do that. I'll dive into that all day long because, you know, how I grew up and yon yon, what have you. But this is something that's new to me. And I understand how people can feel certain ways, but I just don't get why the pronouns matter.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of understand it because just growing up, again, I had that fucking bird chest, right? My chest was always, and I was usually very tall, lanky. I wasn't the ideal specimen of masculinity. No one was going to mistake me for a big, big strong man, right? That just wasn't my type. And I always kind of felt that. And it felt like negative that, you know, I'm never going to be super masculine. I'm never going to be the strong guy that people turn to, that type of thing, right? It kind of feels shitty, but you learn that, you know, as an individual, that doesn't define you. That shouldn't be what you define yourself. You should define yourself in other ways and where you excel and what you're good at and what you like and not the things you just don't have. Because if you do it that way, then there's 80 billion things in the world that you don't have. I'll never be an NFL star. I'll never be a fucking boxer. I'll never be an MMA guy or anything like that. If I live my life thinking like, oh, why can I never be this? Why can I never be that? Rather than focusing on what I can be, then, you know, I'm going to be fucking miserable. So I kind of get that idea if you feel a certain way about yourself, but you're never able to really complete that. It sucks and it's a shitty feeling, but why is gender such the big point? Because there's so many other things that make up your identification, make up how you identify yourself, right?
Right.
It's not just gender. Gender should not be the majority of who you are. It's definitely plays a part and it's a big part, but it's not the biggest one.
Exactly.
So yeah, I get a bit confused about things like that and this new push for certain things. Like in the Olympics right now, you have transgender athletes.
Yeah. Now you're going to start traveling into a territory where I'm going to get in trouble.
Really? Perfect. That's exactly where I like to be. I've already said some shit that I'm sure people will fucking hate me for. And it's like,
oh, dude,
listen, my mind isn't set on anything right now. I still think about this. There's still lots of conversations going on. I'll probably change my mind and I'm willing to listen and learn and everything. But from where I'm standing right now, from my personal experience, I don't understand a lot of what's going on or a lot of why it's so important to people.
Right. And as far as you pissing people off, I think you're good, because the last two episodes of me talking shit about police, I think, cost us some viewers. So really? I think, yeah.
Nice.
I think you're good as far as pissing people off. And I'm fine with it, too. I mean, if that's what it took for them to stop listening, that's fine. I think we're okay. Okay, so transgender people entering the Olympics and sports. Yeah. Okay. My belief system on that is no.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be like, oh, I'm losing everything I'm in as a man, and be like, you know what? I identify as a woman. you get the operation, you go in there, and now you're joining the women's sports, and you're, no.
Even if you were winning as a man, and then you decided you wanted to be a woman, it doesn't matter if you were losing or not, it's just the whole, like, yeah.
I was just using a very purely obvious reason that someone's like, I just want it. But no, like, yeah, no, like, even if it's like legit, like, hey, my whole life I felt this way and you get the operation, it's not fair. Cause even as a woman, becoming a man, it's not fair to enter the men's sports because there's still very clear differences.
Right. Very clear advantages that
exactly.
are physical and just a reality of their different biological makeup. Like,
right.
a girl that has had testosterone in her body since puberty, like pumped into her body since puberty, will be different than a girl that has no testosterone put in her body ever.
Right.
Right.
Right. So now you're traveling into the territory where I'm like, I'm all about equality, but I'm about true equality. Like I take issues with, both genders want to be in whatever sport. I'm totally cool with that. Do that. However, both or all genders or whatever, however you identify, you should be able to keep up with everybody else. You should have the same requirements, the same tests, the same training. It shouldn't be like, oh, well, you're a little smaller, so you get to do a little less weight for this thing. It shouldn't be that way. That pisses me off to no end. And at that point, you might as well just separate everybody into weight classes, because that is a more realistic way to get some sort of equality out of it. If you separate it into weight classes, and even then it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that women are weak or anything like that, because I've seen some women who, you know, it's like, hey, I don't want to fight her because she's going to fuck me up. Right. But that's not the common thing.
Yeah, the statistics there's a clear bell curve here and there that shows that there's a difference. There's plenty of women out there that could whoop my ass. I'm sure of it. Probably paid a few of them to do that for me. But, you know, it's just the peak abilities for men and women are unfortunately different, just limited by the chemical cocktails that are in our body. It's not even limited only by fucking our gender, but also by race. I'm a white dude, and I know I will probably never be as good in sports as some of these black guys out here.
I don't know that I agree with that.
Well, here, let me get into that, some of that, the biologicalness of that, right? Is that there was a study done that black dudes tend to have more testosterone. Testosterone is linked to fucking more muscle growth. So I shouldn't say by skin color or anything like that. I was just being fucking trying to goad you there a little bit. But in general, from man to man, testosterone levels are different. So a dude that's just pumping out, you know, nearly double the testosterone as me is going to have an advantage at throwing a ball far. That's just the way fucking life works, you know?
Throwing the ball far, like the perfect curvature as it spins through the air.
Yeah, he's able to lift heavy rock good because he get more man juice from his body. It's just, you know, that's unfortunately how it is. And then, you know, same with height. There's been some short players in NBA that have been made a name for themselves and have been really skilled, but you're Muggsy not Bogues. likely to see a guy who's like 5'3". He's not going to be dunking.
Yeah. I don't know if Muggsy ever dunked, not without assistance maybe, but I don't know.
Right. And that's just, that's the D&D. You're rolling your fucking stat points at the beginning and you just got to deal with it. You know, you can train so much, you can use your levels to add points onto the different categories, but there's only so far you can go.
Yeah.
There's just that biological limit. So I've always thought that it would be interesting to make a free category where either men or women could compete regardless and just everybody did anything. But the problem with that is then you would just, it would just be men tier two for the most part.
Again, that's what I'm saying. Then you separate it into weight class and then you make it less about certain things that accommodates either person, either gender, whichever, or any gender. And it's more about just general fitness. Like one thing I've always thought was awesome is the Ninja Warrior courses. That's pretty, that's pretty well-rounded.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot because a lot of the, upper arm area and everything, you know, if maybe they don't have as much strength in the arms, but they also have much less weight. So they're able to, there's ways of balancing it. Sure. But the popular sports and events and things that are today were made in a time where people had absolutely zero care of that. You know what I mean? It would still be hard to balance like soccer or anything to have both male and female players. MMA, boxing, all the fighting things and everything. That's going to be rough to balance that out.
MMA was the actual one I was thinking about that I really disagree with, like people switching genders and joining the different...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been that case of one man that's gone to be a woman then fight other women and has like broken their skulls open.
Yeah. That's the guy I was talking about when I was making fun of the person who lost. It's like, because I'm pretty sure he was not doing well in the men's category, but in the women's, he's she. And
Right.
I don't know.
So man. I feel like in these situations, they should almost be banned off of just a purely chemical substance abuse type of thing, right? Because they should, if this guy, or the guy that's now a woman wants to compete as a woman, they should run a blood test on her and check the testosterone levels or pass use of testosterone. And if that appears in the system, then she shouldn't be allowed to compete. The same way that if a girl had been using testosterone her entire life wouldn't be allowed to compete, right?
Yeah, so that gets a little more itchy, and that's kind of where I don't know how that would work. So, you know me, I have some pretty intense views on life. And that's not something I found a real way. The only thing I think you could do is, like I said, and I don't know how to get around it without everybody feeling like they're being excluded or treated differently, because you're going to be. But yes, they get their own class of transgender people, and then you separate everybody by weight.
Okay.
And That's the only way I could think of doing it. I mean, soccer, I could see soccer and basketball being co-ed, but I don't know, man. Like football, there's no women's football to even make that co-ed.
I've seen the they had a version of women's football, but it was like they were all in bikinis and stuff.
Yeah. It was, of course they were. Yeah. It's the special armor that protects everything.
Right.
I don't know, man. So this... You're traveling into territory where I'm going to start getting us in trouble, because I get in trouble all the time with people who know me for my views, especially like, because this remind, like, doesn't remind me, it just makes me think of the last time I got really upset was the whole Boy Scout thing here, when they were like, oh, we want girls to be able to join, and we don't want to call it the Boy Scouts anymore. We're going to call them the Scouts, and everybody's going to be... whatever, girls are allowed to join now. And then the girls are allowed to join, but the girls are getting their own separate counselor who's a female, and they're not intermingling with the boys. And this may have changed. I had to stop looking because I got pissed. And it's like, you're literally creating the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
And it's like, oh, so you're going to merge the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts? Well, no, we're not, because the Girl Scouts have to stay the Girl Scouts. Motherfucker, what? Like, that shit gets on my nerves.
That is a perfect segue, though, for our discussion in He-Man. Because that shit is exactly what's going on in He-Man, where they have the Boy Scouts, they have the Girl Scouts, now they're trying to put the Girl Scouts in the Boy Scouts and make the Boy Scouts go away. Is the perfect explanation of the new He-Man series.
Wonderful.
So, first of all, have you watched it?
Nope.
Okay. If you do, just go ahead and do it illegally through pirate it, or I don't know, don't watch it on Netflix. Make your voice heard. I mean, you have your own opinion, so maybe find the episode somewhere else first. Watch it. If you like it, go back to Netflix and rewatch it there so they get all their views and whatever the hell. But I'm almost guaranteeing that you won't like it. And the only reason I'm saying to even do that is because they fucking lied out their asses to people about this.
How so? Right?
So this is supposed to be the continuation of the old show. And it was basically said to be, don't worry, guys, it's going to be all about He-Man. This is going to be, you know, He-Man's story. So it was basically, the fans were a little bit worried because of all the other series that have been bent over and butt-fucked into terribleness. They were worried that that's what was going to happen to this. And what's his name? Jay and Silent Bob from Jay and Silent Bob. Mike, is it Mike? Mike Smith?
I think Mike Kevin, Smith. Kevin, yeah, something Smith? Like that. Kevin, Kevin Smith. Smith.
Yeah, Kevin Smith. Why Mike? Yeah. So he was the guy that was in charge of making the show. And he had put out a bunch of tweets like, don't worry, guys, this is going to be for the fans. This is going to be about He-Man. It's all good. I got you. And people were stoked, right? Things were like, oh, hell yeah. Okay, good shit. Now, the first episode comes out and, you know, they have He-Man, but it's odd because the focus isn't really on him. He-Man, it doesn't seem to be the focus. At first, it's kind of like a split focus, like, okay, it's going to focus on Telia, the princess, and, or did I say Telia? Talia? Oh, fuck it, whatever. And whatever. He-Man, you know, it's going to focus on them going back and forth. But, spoil alert, everyone, fuck you guys, spoil alert, he fucking dies in the first episode, right?
Oh, nice.
Him and Skeletor fucking die in the first episode. So now, from there's five episodes out now. I think they're five per season. They're going to do the next season five episodes. I don't know how the fuck they're going to do it, but five episodes right now. First episode actually has He-Man and some cool battles and shit like that. Then the second, third, and fourth episode have no He-Man at all. Well, I shouldn't say no He-Man at all. They have him momentarily in some flashbacks.
Because he's dead.
Yeah, because he's dead. So the main story is now around the girl. And people were like, this is exactly what you fucking said you weren't gonna do. Now, it wouldn't, even then, it wouldn't be so bad. But, of course, they changed her character, right? She's now, you know, they want her to be a strong female character, but no one seems to know how to write a strong female character. They only know how to write unlikable bitches. Right? And
right.
From the absolute, like, get-go, you already fucking hate this girl, right? So He-Man dies in this self-sacrifice move to save the entire universe. Entirety of the universe saved because of his self-sacrifice, right?
Right.
But his secret comes out, and she didn't know. So now they go back, and, you know, Man-at-Arms and all the crew and everything is there in front of the king and queen. The queen apparently had figured it out and knew. The king didn't know that his son, Adam, was He-Man, so they have to explain, like, He-Man's dead, and He-Man was your son, right? Mm. Now, the king flips his shit, rightfully. The queen is freaking out because she already knew, so she's crying. King flips his shit when he finds out, and he realized Man-at-Arms knew what was going on, so he banned Man-at-Arms from the kingdom and everything. He was pissed. I can understand that. Parents are now grieving. They're super sad and everything. And now she pipes up and, like, because the king was like, I want you to take him away and lead him out of the country. And she was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm sick and tired of all these lies. Everybody's lied to me. I can't believe it. Everything that I was thought was true was a lie because you are all hiding it from me. I'm done with all of you. And she fucking throws down her crown and marches off by herself. Their nice. Son just fucking died. And you're going to pull that about you? You're sad. You're angry because people didn't tell you is the most...
The dad didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the what I thought. I was like, what? You should be siding with the fucking father. You should be like, hell yeah, get the fuck out of here, man at arms. What the fuck? How did you guys lie to us? But no, she was just like, fuck everyone. My feelings are hurt. I hate all of you. I can't believe he lied to me. Right? So just unbelievably unlikable. And now that episode 2, 3, and 4 is about her girl squad getting together because the shit that happened in the first episode where He-Man died caused a sort of power to split in two, and now magic is draining from the world. And if something doesn't fix the sword of power and get magic back into Eternia, everything's gonna fucking die. So now it's her mission to go get the swords back and blah, blah, blah. Right, for episode 2, 3, and 4. That's what's going on. In the 5th episode, they get fucking Prince Adam back. They go, they're basically go into hell and then they go into heaven. And then heaven, they find Prince Adam. And it's fucking god awful what's go the conversation that goes on between them two. But anyways, they find out, oh, we can bring him back. And then he can use the sword and return the power and blah, blah, blah. And they bring him back at the end. He forsakes heaven, basically. His reward for being a champion and hero all for all his service and everything was to be in this heaven. And if he leaves, then he'll never be able to come back. And he decides, you know, I have to come back because it's the right thing to do. So I can use the sword, save everybody. And he forsakes heaven to go back. He goes to use the power and everything. And he's fucking killed again. Skeletor was hiding in the fucking little magic orb that I forget, the sorceress or whatever the fuck her name is, that she had, and he fucking jumps out and stabs him fucking through the back, and he's fucking dying. And then he grabs the sword and I have the power, and he's fucking Skeletor man, I guess. Ah! Sorry for that long rant there where you don't get to say anything, but what the fuck were they thinking?
I don't know.
Now, just so you, maybe you haven't seen it, so you're blissfully unaware, and God bless you for that, but you've seen what's happened to all the other series that have tried to pull that shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, do people like Star Wars? Are they very, since The Last Jedi, where they killed off Luke, spoilers, where they killed off Luke, people were super happy about that, right?
Yeah.
Or Terminator, even the Terminator reboot, where they killed off John Connor. Everyone loved that decision. It was so clever, right? Right.
Again, we're going to travel into territory where I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, perfect. Good. And even way before all of that, in a series that I love, that I can see that happened, not the same thing, but kind of similar, was Aliens 2 was fantastic, and then Aliens 3 happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because beginning of Aliens 3, what do? They kill off the beloved characters from the last one because of a crash, and they died. You know, the girl that you loved, Nemo, you're so attached to and everything. Well, she's dead. What the fuck?
Yeah, this is what bugs the fuck out of me. You don't have to fuck with other characters to empower your characters.
Right.
And this is where I say I'm about equality, but I mean true equality. If you want equality, I will back you 100%. But if you're not out for equality, and you're more out for revenge, then I'm not going to back you at all.
Yeah, you can have a strong female character and a strong male character. They don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Exactly. And everybody's like, oh, well, that's because women don't have the characters to really feel that they were like strong female characters and blah, blah. And I'm like, well, play more video games, because we had a fuck ton of strong female characters in video games. Mm. Were they over-sexualized? Probably, but again, you know.
So were the men.
So were the men. So are the men in Hollywood. Like, how many people would go bang fucking, God, what's his name? Chris Hemsworth, if he actually... No, I was going to say Chris Hemsworth, if he actually looked like Fat Thor versus when he's fit. And then look at fucking Chris Evans, who was talking about when he did the bodybuilding for Captain America, he was like, his body was physically in pain to be that large because his muscles weren't meant to be that big. So right. He was talking about how painful it was to, like, you know, move sometimes. That's also the men being over-sexualized, but nobody fucking cares about that. But right. let's not travel down that road because, but why, you don't have to fuck with other characters. Just either create new characters, or if you're like, oh, I love this series, cool, take one of the strong female characters from that series. Oh, it doesn't have one, create one within that universe that comes to do something. I don't fucking know, but you don't have to fuck with what's already there.
Right.
For example, Batman series, fucking love it. Mm-hmm. They have Batgirl. She's a strong female character, whatever, whatever. She's not super sexualized, I don't think, is she? Her suit's pretty normal.
Depending on which one you're talking about. You know, so many renditions of it.
Right. And then you have, which is the real reason I was bringing this up, you have Harley Quinn, who's right. my favorite. And in the original, she was sexualized a little bit, but mostly she wasn't like in these like skimpy outfits running around like she is now. She was in that old jester uniform. But I don't know if you've watched, she has a spinoff show on HBO.
Birds of Prey? No, that was her movie.
No. That was a movie. There's an actual animated series for Harley Quinn. And it's I love it.
I think I've seen clips of it. Like her and Poison Ivy are a thing.
Yeah. And which happens always, on and off throughout the comics, yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Well, of course. But like... but she's a strong female character in the comic book universe world thing. Wonder Woman is a strong female character from like,
yeah,
there's a lot of strong female characters and sure, I get it. There's not as many as there are men, but that's probably because men were the ones who were drawing and doing all these things at the time.
And not only that, but there were also about 90% of the audience for those things.
Exactly.
And even exactly. now, it's still majority men. It's more women are getting into it, and that's great, but it's still majority dudes.
Right. And that's because of how we were raised back then. It was all about women have their dolls, they're this, they're that. Yeah. Women don't do science. Women and comic books and cartoons and all that are for the boys and yada, yada, yada. Once we... started killing that off.
I want to discuss a little bit. There's a little bit of a biological thing going on there too, because men are drawn towards violence naturally. You just are. Testosterone makes you want to break things sometimes. So games are very easy to push that button for us. And also, it's the way that we get emotionally attached to things. Men are super easy. Right? If all we have to know, oh, it's a princess and she's beautiful. Oh, I am now emotionally attached. That's all it takes. Whereas women, being fucking more brainy and smart than us, actually have to have more of a development and a connection before they start feeling for a certain character, right?
Mm.
You can see this in real life as well, where... ask a dude, right? There's a girl that looks like Emma Watson working in a gas station, right? Or there's a superstar Emma Watson. The guy's going to be fine with either one.
Yeah.
Right? He could easily fall in love with either one, and that's fine. He doesn't matter to him. But you take fucking Benedict Cumberbatch, you take his money away and put him working in a gas station, he is going to get zero pussy. No one's going to fuck him. That man is alien looking. And the only reason women love him is the background and his position of power, the money, is all of that. If you change that, then no woman is going to like him.
Hmm.
Right? They've actually done a study on that before, where they've shown the same picture, the same guy, and they just changed his occupation. And the way women rated him on looks went fucking changed. As soon as they knew, oh, he's a good occupation, he looks way hotter. Oh, he has a shitty occupation, he looks like shit.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I do remember seeing they did a study, like, I forget what they're called, like a live study, where they just took three to five different female actors and 3 to 5 different male actors, and they took them out into the general public and had them chit-chat with random people. And... give them different careers or different, you know, identities each time. And the men almost didn't give a fuck. Like, if the woman was like, if they found her attractive, then they didn't give a fuck about her career. But if the woman's like, oh, he's kind of cute, and then he's like, career, whatever, she's like, no, he's not. I was wrong.
Right. Yeah. So that's why you can see how a video game could more easily draw a dude in, right? It's very easy. Oh, you, as a creator, I don't have to make a difficult backstory. I can just make her, oh, she's a cute princess, and automatically you're like, cool, that's all the motivation I need. The dude, we're just kind of simple like that. So you can see why dudes are drawn to that.
We're whores.
Yeah, we're just more simplistic. And video games, the start of them, were extremely simplistic. And now that they've gotten more advanced and they're becoming more like movies and books, and there has all this, you know, lore, and they're becoming these fucking giant things. Surprise, surprise, women are now more interested in it. Mm. Wow, there's, you know, a 400-page essay about this character's backstory, and he only appeared for like a 30 seconds in the game. You know, cool, there's all this more to it. Now, I even wanted to talk momentarily again about the He-Man, go back to the fact that the people, they found out that, oh, lots of women are actually watching He-Man as well. They realized that, and they were like, cool, let's make a spinoff. And we'll make She-Ra. So they already have She-Ra, who is a strong female character lead.
Yeah.
And I was talking to this with my girlfriend, who grew up in China, and she knew She-Ra more than she knew He-Man. I showed her He-Man, and she was like, wow, that kind of looks like the She-Ra. And I was like, how the fuck do you know that, but you don't know He-Man? But because She-Ra was extremely popular and sold very well around the world.
Yeah.
So why do you need to take the character in He-Man and change her to be the lead when you already have She-Ra? It's fucking make a She-Ra thing if you want the strong female lead for that. It's there. It exists.
Well, that's why they can't make money off of it, because it's already there and exists.
Maybe. I don't know. Also, give me 1 second here. We're you don't have to pause or anything, but I need assistance. Wolfie, I need my charger. Help me. You can keep this in. The audience will love it. It's plugged into the back of the TV. It's my computer charger.
Also, side note, we are at an hour right now.
Oh, cool. Do you want to just stop here then, or do we have more to talk about? Yes, you should unplug it still and bring it in here, please.
Is it this?
Yeah, that's it. Wow. Can you plug it in?
This room so hot.
Yeah, because I'm in it, baby. You know it.
Too much things here.
Too much thing here. Yeah, just unplug a thing and then plug in the thing.
Anything's fine?
Maybe the white one? There you go. Ah, you the best.
Thank you.
No problem. And we're almost finished. I was talking about you on the show.
Oh.
Do you like She-Ra?
She-Ra's cute.
Yeah, can you do the She-Ra thing in Chinese?
我是希瑞.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you.
See? Aww. You motherfuckers thought I was making it up, but it's true. Okay. Sorry, crisis averted. My computer almost died there. It was at like 3%. What is the other thing that really pisses people off? Republicans and Democrats. We could go into that.
Yeah, we can go into that.
Cool.
I'm down for bashing some Republicans.
Hell yeah. And those fucking limp dick libs, right? Libtards. burn.
All right, so we have to do a closer for this episode then?
Yeah, this was the closer. Everyone listening to us ramble on about the vaccines of our nonsense.
There you go. Sounds good.
Love you guys. This was Philly and the Philanthropist. I'm Dax.
I'm happier to be the philanthropist than the mother.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And your homework tonight, everyone, is to look up the South Park episode, the mayo punching.
Oh.
Yeah. Ja. Bye. Love you. Bye, guys.